Eugene Ryder is joining us for a Kōrero today. Yes, it's about the funding of a methamphetamine rehabilitation program that has some mongrel mob connections. Eugene has had a very colourful path. He has been involved in many interesting bits of work over the years. A gangster, yes, back in the day, but he's also been a counsellor and he helped people to tell their stories to the Royal Commission on Abuse and State Care. And so he's got a lived experience of gang culture, but also of mainstream board work and the like. And he's kindly joined us from Te Whangarui Atara today. Eugene, te lakwe. Nice to talk with you again, Eugene. Well, sometimes it's best to have guys who know the lay of the land talking about how to travel a different street. There's been some criticism about the establishment of this meth rehab program that does have some mongrel mob connections. I'm not quite sure exactly how connected they are, Eugene. What do you know of this program, and are you aware you've been hearing the criticism coming from some quarters?
Yeah, most definitely. I know that that Harry Tam has been concentrating on helping their guys get out of, get away from the poison that P inflicts on our communities, and he's been involved in that space for some years now. I commend him. I commend him and the mob for taking on the challenge of addressing the methamphetamine in their communities, regardless of the fact that some of those in their communities have suffered from, and are still part of that world.
So you'd agree that sometimes guys with the experience there, I'm not saying that Harry's been a user, but being around people who have been, and you can bring in all the clinical psychologists, the educators, and the like, but if they don't understand perhaps some of the gang life, and it's not only the gang people that are affected by P. Can you see some tie-ups here? Sometimes, blokes with lived experience, no doubt you can attest to, can be more helpful than, all the tertiary thinkers out of varsity.
Well, I suppose one of the challenges for people that come from communities that involve kind of gangs is that, as I understand, there's a wait list of around 5,000 people waiting to get into kind of mainstream rehab. And one of the challenges in those spaces is that if you're affiliated with any gang, then you're less likely to get the service that's offered to everyone else that's on the wait list, because gangs are deemed a risk. And so what else is there for these people to go to? So like I said, Harry has taken it upon himself to create something specifically for his people that have been turned away from the rehabs.
So he's not aiming, or is he? You might know better than us, Eugene, that he's going to be dealing predominantly with gang people in this program, or is it sort of a wider net than that, Eugene?
Yeah, so I suppose, one of the words I try to refrain from using is that word gang, because it gives a negative connotation. So Harry is working with communities, and in those communities are gang members, but there are also wives of members, children, fathers, uncles, aunties. There's a whole range of them. So he's not working with gangs per se, as I understand it. He's working with communities struggle to access services in mainstream.
Thanks, and it's a fair distinction. How do you, when referencing this sector of our community, because they've long been described as gangsters, perhaps you have in the past as well, Eugene. I know that, for instance, Ngahi Witomwana and Kahungunu calls them our tangata ponamu, which is a nicer reference. Some say fringe dwellers of our community. How do you refer to those who live in that way?
Yeah, so when people say gangs, I hear whānau. And that's actually who we're talking about. We're talking about whānau. And yes, some of them wear patches, some of them don't. But at the end of the day, these people that we're talking about, they are part of society. They're part of the makeup of Aotearoa. And so, I refer to them as whānau because that's what they are.
Ka pai. And, they're all kids going to school. They're all granddads and the like. So here we are with the scourge of P, and, you know, someone would be saying, well, look, it's those whānau who are selling the stuff, and now they're getting funded to rehabilitate people who have been affected by it or destroyed by it. What do you say there, Eugene?
Well, I've got, yeah. So the problem with people in these communities is that everyone is tarred with the same brush. So there are individuals and groups of people within these communities that are participating in criminal activities. And as I understand it, that's what the police are for in this country. But those within those communities that want to do something about the habits that they have, I think we should get behind that. There's nothing out there in mainstream for them to access. You know, there's a whole lot of hypocrisy in the way that we look at these communities. We want them to do something about the crime that they're involved in and the habits that they pick up. And when they try and do something, they're attacked. So it's like they're kind of damned if they do, damned if they don't. It's kind of like the understanding that, for example, that prison is a breeding ground for gangs, yet everyone wants to put gangs in prison. You know, and so it's kind of counterproductive. So it's, I think, for too long, we've continued to do the same thing, expecting different outcomes, and there's no way we can arrest our way out of the methamphetamine problem. And like I said, I commend communities like those which Harry are working with to address the problems from within.
Kapai, the program's called Kahukura, and it will be serving up to 10 participants over 8 weeks on a marae in the Central Hawke's Bay. Now, it's received just $2.75 million from the proceeds of Crime Fund. Some politicians are saying that that fund should be used assisting victims, but others saying that it's a very appropriate way to utilise that fund. Your thoughts there, please, Eugene.
Yeah, so there's an assumption that the people utilising this fund are not victims. And I believe they actually are victims of society, victims to the drug or whatever. Proceeds of crime do go to the likes of where people want them to go, and it's just an opportunity, I suppose, to use the pūtea that's collected in that space to address one of the biggest problems that we have in Aotearoa, and that's methamphetamine. And like I said, you know, communities like that are damned if they do, damned if they don't. I, again, commend them for taking advantage of an opportunity to address the methamphetamine problem that they have in their community.
Do you think the mob and the BPs get a bad rap, considering they're only a piece of the puzzle, and that we've got these newly established rebels, comancheros, all sorts of different gangs, who have arrived, who may be much more complicit in the importation and distribution of meth than the mob or BP have ever been.
Yeah. It's the influx of 501s into this country hasn't helped, but they're here. And a lot of them are our whānau. And so rather than turning them away, we should be looking at how we can support them to reconnect, I suppose, with their whānau here in Aotearoa. Yeah, a lot of the mainstream New Zealand is educated about gangs based on the front page of the paper. Now, that's not entirely true. Like I've always said, not every gang member is a criminal, not every criminal is a gang member. And I suppose if we can try to understand that, then we can see that there's hope for these communities that are trying to address the problems that are inflicting, not only in wider New Zealand as well. So if they get themselves better, it'll be a better space for the public to be in as well. So, you know, we should all get behind stuff like this, I reckon.